Is there a heart so hard, which is to say, is there even a Yankee fan who isn't charmed by the sight of Boston Red Sox fans and players jumping and laughing over winning the World Series after 86 years of miscues, near misses, and operatic reverses? The Red Sox winning the World Series means that dreams can come true if you don't die waiting for 8 decades and are willing to spend as much money as the Pentagon, much less the Yankees. The story that the Sox were somehow cursed for selling Babe Ruth's contract to the Yankees didn't surface until the fine Boston sports writer Dan Shaughnessy embedded that idea in a 1990 book. I admire Dan for selling so many books with his concocted curse, though a book called The Curse of the Bambino might now be as saleable as a campaign biography of Howard Dean. Victories have their cost, too. I've always thought that the Red Sox, like most of us, brought their worst troubles on themselves. The team gave Jackie Robinson a tryout in April of 1945, 5 months before he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers. Onlookers in Fenway Park that day remember Jackie Robinson rattling Boston's huge green scoreboard in left field with a series of lashing line drives. But Boston scout Hugh Duffy said, "It's become one of the most hideous quotes in sports history. Great player, too bad he's the wrong color." Over the next few years, Boston finished in second and third place, just a few games behind the Yankees. Now, was that a curse or the direct consequence of not signing the most dynamic player in baseball because of his race? Not that the Yankees or any other major league team was much more lucid about race in those days. Curt Schilling, the dauntless Boston pitcher who won 2 games with his right ankle bleeding visibly through a formerly white sock, said something exceptionally considerate in the locker room while champagne corks were popping and reporters were barking for his reaction. "This is a victory," he said, "for Bill Buckner and Johnny Pesky and all the great old Red Sox." Now, Buckner and Pesky are the most prominent among those old players who've been blamed over 8 decades for committing crucial errors that sank the Red Sox in past World Series. One of the nicest effects of Boston finally winning the World Series after so long a time is that it reminds us that sports are meant to be the way we entertain, restore, and relax ourselves. Catharsis, like great drama or comedy, that is real without quite being real life. Baseball is about winning and losing, but not life and death. It's about blessings, not curses.
"Come on, you children, gather around, you children. If you would lose that evil spirit called the hoodoo. Nothing but trouble if he has found you children. But you can chase the hoodoo with the dance that you do. Let me lead the way, Jubilee today. Stamp on the ground you, he'll never harm you children. Come on, clap your hands, clap your thigh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody come on."
Claude Hubert singing Gershwin.